Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media,
your place for faith, inspiration, community chat, and more. Tune into LICMC Radio at licmc.net. Spots available. Call 248-701-0885 for info. Touch and agree with us in prayer anytime with the Prayers Up Club. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click Prayers Up Club. Finally, stop by our store for inspirational gifts for your friends, loved ones, or gift yourself. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click our store. Now we send it back to Irene, CBiz Media. Faith, love, and trends. Thank you.
Hey, fam. So I just wanted to discuss this video I've seen. I believe I saw it on Instagram, and I took it, shared it on my YouTube, and I'll share the link with you guys. But basically, it's an older gentleman and his wife. I believe he's a doctor, and he's being interviewed by a podcaster, and he's talking about for men that kiss their wives every day goodbye for a 6-second kiss, that builds up the oxytocin, that furthers the bond of the relationship, to just faithfully commit to that 6-second kiss daily. It can add to a man's lifespan. So that was really beneficial information, and definitely is something that'll have us cheering and rooting for love, which I think is a beautiful thing. And he also mentioned that a 20-second hug can also do something similar with building that oxytocin and that connection and the bonding of all of that. So I think that's a beautiful thing. I think it's beautiful how God has used physical touch, which is one of the love languages, in order to bond and bind people. And that's why physical touch is very dangerous, yet very important at the same time. So in the proper context, as this man is giving us with your spouse, it can be a blessing and add to your life. But if you commit physically with someone, 6 seconds is not very long for that oxytocin to kick in and for a bond to be formed, even the first time, right? 6 seconds for a kiss, 20 seconds for a hug. If you make those type of bonds with people that are toxic, with people that you don't know their nature, you don't know their spirit, you know, that's why God, you know, he wanted to protect us. This needs to be your husband. This needs to be your wife. The whole process of getting to that point is a long process. And for the most part, you need to know the background of the person that you're with. Back in the day, people did do arranged marriages, and you knew at least the basics of the family's background. You may not have known every single thing that that person has done. That person may also be young, doesn't have much life experience either. So you guys are going to grow within the relationship. That's back in the day. Nowadays, we have books, we have counseling, we have all these different elements where you can really, really get to know someone. You don't have to rush into marriage. You can take 1 or 2 years, which I think is feasible, maybe 3, depending on the situation. And for some, even 5. But I say if you wait 5 years, both of you should be really young at that point and still trying to grow up and learn yourselves. And maybe that's why you waited 5 years. That's my opinion, versus 2 very established people or 2 somewhat established people. Maybe let's say 30s and up, and you guys are waiting 5 years. I don't know the reason why you would wait 5 years. This is my personal opinion, and you guys can challenge me on it. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. But yeah, we have all these resources about building relationships, connections. We have therapists, we have counselors, we have Christian counselors, we have pastors and first ladies and all these different elements of people. We have groups of married couples that are able to, you know, give us wisdom and all of that. So there's no reason for us not to know our spouse. So you should know, for the most part, what you're getting into. So once this physical touch takes place consistently, you are bonding with the right person. You are bonding with someone with goodwill. You are bonding with someone that, you know, for the most part, they have all of their skeletons out of the closet. And of course, we're going to always be working on ourselves as human beings forever. But you know what you know when you're married to someone, versus what we do many times is just start hooking up with people. It could be at a party. It could be you just met them at the bar, or you just met them at the club, and you're already exchanging that oxytocin. You're already building that bond within moments of just seeing someone because they look good, because they bought you a drink. We just don't realize when we're touching each other how we are playing, because I'm seriously, you are not even deeply touching that person. You're kissing them, you're hugging them, and oxytocin builds and bonds build. Just think, if you have a one night stand with that person, how extreme and quick that bond is going to be. It's going to be huge. If it only takes me a 6 second kiss, I'll say kiss on the lips, to begin a bond with you. If we have a whole night, if we have sexual intercourse, that bond is probably going to be really extreme, and it only takes one night to build it. So that video just was so telling. Like, at first I looked at it surface value and I thought it was wonderful, and it was promoting marriage, and which I think is a wonderful thing, but just also was saying, showing you how physical touch can be very strong, very powerful, but dangerous in the wrong hands, dangerous with the wrong person. So we have to be very aware. There are abstinence groups that I'm a part of, and for some of you that know somewhat of the abstinence lifestyle or the celibacy lifestyle, you know that everyone tries to be careful when it comes to touching. A group I'm a part of, someone was saying even holding hands. They heard that someone, another person was saying holding hands could actually be an issue for them. So they don't even want to hold hands. Again, it shows a power of physical touch. When I was watching Jewish matchmaking, and I hear about I think they're Orthodox Jews. I hope I'm saying this right, but they don't believe in touching or kissing or anything before the actual day of marriage, because that just shows you again, there is something to this physical bond, this oxytocin. It's science and it's real. You know, it's not just something people are coming up with. It's science. You can see it, and there are reasons why people don't just easily touch someone. And I've heard of people even saying they don't just don't let anyone touch them, even going up to the altar. If they're not familiar at that church and they're laying hands, you may not just let them touch you for whatever reason, because you may not be familiar with that church. You may have a different feeling, not to put any churches down, but you have to let God lead you when it comes to those type of scenarios, because every spirit, you got to try the spirit by the spirit. And why take the chance if there's a feeling that you're having? Again, people in your family, people that you meet, when we shake hands, the power of that alone is a deal, an agreement. Even when I was reading the Bible, breaking bread together, that's also an agreement. And we're going to talk more about agreements in the future as well. In the book, The Four Agreements, I started reading and looking into, which is not biblically based, but I'm going to probably get into some of that as well. But and when you're any type of touch, a closeness with someone, it can really open doors in a very deep way that I don't think people realize. And people are, you know, you may wonder why people don't want to be touched or they don't hug. I'm not a hugger. You know, some of these people have reasons beyond that. They're just not affectionate, or they, you know, there are some people also with autism, and there are also people that just like their space, that they don't like to have people in close proximity of themselves. They don't like to be touched, especially with someone that's random. Introverts, I've heard at times they need space. So it's a lot of different people from different lifestyles, different walks of life that need space for different reasons. But I still see a spiritual element. I still see a scientific element that can also be involved and connected as well. It's a very deep thing. And if you guys want to check out the video, it's a really short video. I basically explained it to you, but I'm going to drop that into the description as well. If you have any thoughts on this topic or what we're talking about, physical touch, the power of it. I think I called it the power of a kiss. But the power of just physical touch and being in close proximity with someone and how that wears off on you and how that affects you. Definitely, this is going to be a topic that we talk about once again. And if you, again, have thoughts, email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. All the best. God bless.